Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Avila. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Portocarrero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field. Avila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball towards left. Gurnett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gurnett. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carrasquel. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Carrasquel steals second. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyd strikes out. Daly drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Boyd out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens bunts towards second. Gardner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gardner. Stevens moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Wirtz moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to third. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz scores. Jensen moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Jensen scores. Malzone moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Westock now pitching. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Malzone scores. Gurnett moves to third. Daly moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Gurnett scores. Daly moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and tags Daly for the out. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive beyond third. Malzone can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Finnegan moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Finnegan scores. Pilarczyk scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Boyd reaches second base with a double. Woodling scores. Carrasquel scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman pinch hits for Westock. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Murray Wall now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Boyd moves to third. Lockman moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Bamberger now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirtz scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Hal Brown now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Malzone moves to third. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and tags Malzone for the out. Daly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell misplays the ball. That's an error on Caris Quell. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4. Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasbye hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Lowe's now pitching. Willie Miranda now playing shortstop. Bob Hale now playing first base. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Daly reaches second base with a double. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall bunts towards the mound. Lowe's fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Button takes first base on ball 4. Wall moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lowe's, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to third. Button moves to second. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into left field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Billy Lowe's. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.